ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This is the verse number 82 in Surah An-Naml, 19th chapter, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and when the word is fulfilled against them, against the kuffar, infidels, non-believers, we shall bring forth from the earth a beast to speak unto them. Because mankind had no faith in our signs. We are talking about the major signs of the prior to Yawmul Qiyamah. And so far, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have covered Imam Mahdi, the first great big sign of the Yawmul Qiyamah. And his name is not mentioned anywhere in the Holy Quran, but from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we had some detail about Imam Mahdi. And after the appearance of Imam Mahdi, he will live, he will be ruling over the Muslims about 30 years. And his period, it will be peace and justice all over the world. But then all of a sudden, Dajjal will appear after 30 years, and very rapidly, he will travel all over the world, and he will, you know, cause the chaos and kill the people, and those who do not believe will not believe in him. He will kill them, and all these things will happen. The fitna of Dajjal will start. So now Imam Mahdi will come up with this all Muslim army to fight against the Dajjal in the Syria. He will leave Medina, Makkah, and he come to the Syria, and there they will prepare to fight against Dajjal. And here also Dajjal will come out from the Iraq and between the Iraq and Sham and the Syria in that area. And then they will about to meet to each other, and that further time the azan will go up and iqamat will be given. And as Mahdi, Imam Mahdi will go for the imamat of the Musalla, there at the same time Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend with the two angels, Jibreel salam and Mikael, and the East Minaret of the Jamia Masjid, Damascus, white Imarat, Minaret is still in existence in Damascus. And then, as I said, Isa alayhi salam, people will recognize him. Imam Mahdi will come back asking him to lead the prayer. He said, no, Iqamat is given for your name. So now you have to lead, and I will perform Salat as a Muqtadi behind you. So that was the honor for the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And then after the Salat, he will take over, he will go out, Isa alayhi salam, and he will follow the Dajjal. When the Dajjal will see him, he will start melting down, run away from him. But Isa alayhi salam will follow him and catch him at the city called Lud, at the gate of Lud, which is one of the city still in existence nearby Jerusalem. It was 30 miles away from Jerusalem. So, excuse me. So at that place, that Isa alayhi salam will throw the spear from the back, and he will hit the back of the Dajjal. He will fall down and he will be killed over there. After the killing of Dajjal, see, these signs will come one after the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send wahi to Isa alayhi salam that now you must take all your Muslims on top of the Mount Tur. Kohitur, Mount Tur, because I'm going to send now a very great fitna, the fitna of Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog. They are going to, you know, feel free very soon. So then Isa alayhi salam will take all the Muslims with him on top of the mountain Tur, and because this Gog Magog will not be able to climb up onto the mountain, they will have no ability to climb up. That's where all the Muslims will be saved on top of the mountain, and here the Yajuj Majuj will come out, and they will you know, spread the chaos and bloodshed. They will eat up every animal, every bird, and drink all the water of the oceans and rivers and dams. And there will be nothing but the chaos. And then they will clean up all the mankind. Those only will be saved who will be with Isa alayhi salam on top of the mountain, Mount Tur, or those who will be hide in the forts. They will be protected. Otherwise, all the people will be killed by Yajuj and Majuj, and they were eaten. And then, because now the food and drink, the water will be scary on top of the mountain, so Muslims will be starving, they will be hungry and thirsty. So they will make request Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept dua, and then he will send one kind of disease, which will, you know, have the one kind of germs on the necks of the Yajuj and Majuj. And there and there, all the Yajuj and Majuj will be killed and died, the pandemic virus. So after the whole Yajuj and Majuj will be died, there will be only caucus of Yajuj and Majuj all over the world. And now Isa alayhi salam will descend with his people, and he will find all the dead bodies there. And there is no space to walk around, and it will smell very bad, and they will rotten. So again, people will be fed up with this bad smell. Again, they will ask Isa alayhi salam to make dua. Again, Isa alayhi salam will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of all these, you know, cockers and the dead bodies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send one kind of very special birds, very huge birds, which necks will be like a camel's neck, and they will pick up all the bodies of the Yajuj and Majuj, will throw away wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, or according to one riwayat, they will throw it into the ocean. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send very heavy rain, and that rain will clean up all the earth and jungles, and the earth will become very clean like a glass, and then prosperity will start. The produce from the earth will start, and produce from the rain will, the sky will send the rains and all these things. There's so much barakah and blessing that one pomegranate will be enough for the whole family, one grape will be enough for the whole family, one milk of the cow will be sufficient for the whole jamaat and group. So that will abundance, barakah and blessing, and then it will continue like that. And then Isa alayhi salam will rule over 40 years. And as I said, he will go for Hajj, he will have children, he will get married, and then he will pass away the normal death, and he will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, after his demise, about within 3 years, there will be another Nabi or disciple of Isa alayhi salam who will continue ruling as a Muslim ruler 3 years. And within 3 years, all the people's mind, their attitudes, their beliefs will change very rapidly. And then they will start leaving the fold of Islam, and they will go back to their normal habits, and they will commit shirk and kufr, and they start killing each other, and they will, you know, cause the chaos again. So within 3 months, all this happens. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send one kind of breeze, very good fragrance breeze, which come up to the arm of the believers, arm side of the believers, and this breeze will kill all the Muslims, meaning it will take away the ruh and souls of the believers. And in one shot, all the Muslims of the surface of the earth will die. And that was the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that until the one person will take the name of Allah, the qiyamah will not take place. One person, believer, is holding qiyamah at the back. So that will happen, that this breeze will take away all the souls of the believers, and they will die very peacefully. And after that, there will be no Muslim left. And this is what Hadrat Huzaifa Ibn Usaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated in one of the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we were discussing amongst ourselves, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were discussing amongst themselves about the signs of the Qiyamah. So Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came up, and he asked, what are you people talking and discussing about? So they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are talking about the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Yawm al-Qiyamah will not take place, the Day of Judgment will not appear until these three things will happen. Sun will rise from the west, and the Dajjal will appear, and the Dabbatul Earth, the beast of the earth, will appear. So according to this hadith, now this is the time for the beast of the earth to appear. Now, according to riwayat, this is Allah, and it is true, like the Dajjal has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, Isa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and Dabbatul Ard is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. And Dukhan, when very big smoke will come up, will cover the whole world. And that is also one of the great signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. We'll discuss tomorrow, inshallah. So today we are going to cover Dabbatul Ard, the beast of the earth. As I recited this ayat of Surah An-Naml, 19th chapter, Surah An-Naml, the ayat verse number 82. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. When the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take place upon them, fulfilled against the kuffar. Isa alayhi salam descended, he preached about Islam, and they were Muslim. Now they go back to the kuffar and shirk. So that's this time is over now. So there is no other chance. When sun is rise, then there is no repentance, there is no iman. If people will see sun rising from the opposite direction from the west, every day is rising from the east, but that particular day, the sun will rise from the west, and this will be the sign. And after the same day, when the sun will rise from the west, within few hours, this Dabbatul Ard will appear. This the beast of the earth will appear same day. And towards after a few hours, the bugle, the Hazrat Israfil al-Islam will blow the trumpet. So this will happen very rapidly in the same day, one after the other. So he's not going to give them chance. That's why Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so very famous hadith, I quoted several times, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spreading his hands of mercy in the morning. So those who commit the sin during the night, they can repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spreading wide his hands of mercy at night. So those who commit sin during the day, they can remain hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, until the sun will rise from the west. And that is the time their tawbah, their repentance will not be accepted. If by looking to the sun rising from the west, if anyone wants to embrace Islam and they want to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reject. And that is not time to accept Islam, then Islam will not be accepted. So when this, according to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Dabbatul Ard, or this beast, very huge animal, extraordinary animal, you cannot describe it, which kind of animal it will be. So there is no proper description in authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there are some fabricated ahadith, there are some weak ahadith in which it has been described how this animal will look. But we can believe in this much, that this beast of the earth will appear from the Mount Safa. The people go for Hajj and Umrah, they after making tawaf, they have to go run between Safa and Marwa. These were the two little hills inside the Haram Sharif. Now they are marbled and you cannot even see the hills now. It's all air conditioned. So people go and then run seven circles between Safa and Marwa. So these beasts, the Safa will bust out. Safa will crack down. And from the unnatural way, this beast will come out from the Safa mountain. And then it will run towards the Kaabatullah, and it will become between the Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, and between Maqam Ibrahim. And that's the place he will stand up. And then people will see, they will be very scared. And they will start running away from this beast. Now this beast, according to Hadith, will have the face like a human being face. And it will be very huge. It is said, one of the Hadith, I don't know how authentic it is, but size of his shoulders, two shoulders, is about 3 miles distant, and it will be like 7 yards tall. This beast will be, And as Quran Majid said, Tukallimuhum, that this beast will actually talk, converse with the people in Arabic language. Like normally people are speaking and animals cannot speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant them the ability to speak. But same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and qudrat. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to show his miracle, he can show anyway. So the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted us tongue and the ability to speak through the tongue, the same kind of tongue animals also have, lion and goat and sheep, everyone has the tongue like us. But this piece of flesh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant them ability to speak. And human being is ashraful makhluqat because he is called haywane natiq. He is also a kind of animal. But this animal is different than all other animals because it's called haywane natiq, an animal which you can speak, who can express his feelings, who can make people understand, who can converse and dialogue with the others. So this ability of speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only granted to the human being. So same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of miracle and mu'jiza, can grant same ability to this beast. And then beast will start talking. As Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Surah Al-Yasin, we are going to go through that, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. So today we are going to seal their tongue. This tongue they used to talk in this dunya. We are going to seal. The tongue will not be able to speak. The whole life the tongue was speaking and hands and legs were silent. They couldn't speak entire life since born till die. Right? يوم القيامة it will be opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the tongue. Will lock the tongue. Tongue will not be able to utter any word. But his own hands, his own legs will start talking. So people will surprise and say, how you can talk? You are not talking when I am alive. So they will reply, the same Allah who granted you ability, who granted the tongue to speak, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us now ability to speak. So we are talking now, hands will talk and bear witness whatever he used to do, good or bad action through the hands. Legs will start talking and bear witness against him or for him, in his favor or against him, whatever action, whatever places he used to go. If it's good places, masajid, madaris, and in path of Allah, they will bear witness for him. And if you go to casino and clubs and dancing club and all, they're going to bear witness against him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the abilities, all the power, all the qudrat to make changes as he wishes and as he likes. So this beast will actually talk to them. And what is going to talk to them? Anna nasa kanu bi ayatina yuqinun is going to say that now I am the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power. You people were not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the messenger and prophet were explaining you people and trying to convince you people to believe in one Allah who has all the power, all the qudrat, all the abilities, controlling and running the entire world. You people never used to believe. You were stubborn. You were rebellious. Now look at me. I am one of the signs of Allah's qudrat, Allah's power. And I am talking to you people. And then, according to hadith, this beast will have, it has a four legs and it has a tails and everything and big hairs, long hairs. So in his one hand, it will be the asa of Musa alayhi salam, the staff of Musa alayhi salam. And on the other hand, it will have the ring of Suleiman alayhi salam. So these two things he will carry. What he will do, he will recognize and differentiate every believer and every non-believer, every mu'min, every kafir. Excuse me. So what he will do with the asa, with the stuff of Isa Musa alayhi salam, it will mark on the forehead of the believer, bright line. It will be bright line marked by this beast with the staff of Musa al-Islam, with the stick of Musa al-Islam. So that will be sign on every believer's forehead that this person is believer, this person is believer, this person is mu'min. And as for the kuffar, this beast will recognize and differentiate each and every kafir and infidel and non-believer. And what he will do, it will stamp with the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman Islam on his forehead, that this person is kafir, this person is kafir, this person is kafir. So there will be only two groups left. Mu'min, the group of the believers, and the group of the kuffar. And then, as I said, the breeze will come, and it will take away the souls of the believers, and then only the kuffar will remain, and then Qiyamah will come up on the kuffar. So this beast will travel all over the world. Like the Dajjal travel all over the world, this beast also will it will go very fast, very rapidly. And the speed will be so fast that no one will be able to catch this beast. It will extraordinarily fast. It will travel within a short period all over the world. And not a single human being on the surface of the earth at that time will remain untouched, whether it is a believer or non-believer. This beast will reach to each and every person, all the population of the world at the time, and it will go and mark each and every one, whether he's a believer or whether is a non-believer, is a kafir or is a mu'min. And then this, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet. Inshallah, tomorrow we are going to go through with the rest of the signs of the Qiyamah. There are three earthquakes will take place. There is no more detail about these earthquakes or sliding of the earth. One will be in the eastern province, one will be in the western province, and one will be particularly in Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And after that, one huge smog will come, which will cover the whole world. And then finally the fire will appear from the Yemen side, from the city called Aden, and it will come up from the ocean. And that fire will be so huge that when the people will see that fire, they will run to protect their lives. So this fire will follow them and drive them all the way to Maidan-e Hashar. They will drive all the people from all over the world towards one direction, towards one place, which is called Maidan-e Hashar. And according to riwayat, that Maidan-e Hashar is going to take place in the place called Arafat, when people go and get together every year at the time of Hajj. That will be the place where everyone will be gathered, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend with his arsh and all the angels, and then the Yawm al-Qiyamah, day of judgment, is going to take place. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow, and we'll try to wrap it up tomorrow, inshallah, whatever is left over with the great signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, those who miss some episode because of some reason, inshallah, you can go to our Islamic Center of Fairfield, our website, and click on the podcast. If you click on the podcast, you can see all the previous bayans and talks, whichever you left over, you can listen to them according to your convenient time. May Allah give us tawfiq for practicing whatever we have said. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allah
Hafiz. Allah
Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz.